Mayor Andrew Halverson, first of all, you've got a major proposal for Division Street. Still some mystery as to what the TIF district monies may be. I understand those will come out on Wednesday, right?
The TIF incentives are going to be an upfront incentive of $500,000, offset by minimum construction requirements and minimum of investment and obviously construction dollars that we're looking at. So that'll be released with the Finance Committee agenda, which, although I just released it on air for WSAU. But ultimately, that's going to be out on Wednesday. And that's going to become an even more dynamic conversation because it is about a market, but it is about trying to find incentives where the city can use every tool it has in its redevelopment arsenal to inject the development where we know we most need it. And that's within Division Street. That's within our core. Certainly, the market will build apartments, but they're going to build it on the periphery. They're going to build it where land is inexpensive. It's very difficult to acquire for hundreds of thousands of dollars a small parcel of land and invest tens and tens of thousands of dollars in demolition to get a viable project. And that's what this one requires. Wausau has done it remarkably well. A lot of other communities that have embraced these kinds of principles and natural and normal use of TIF incentives are seeing success. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here and reap nearly a $7 million project in the process.
Some were concerned about the height of the structure and the offset from Division Street. Apparently, that's not an issue because of zoning.
Not at all. It meets exactly the setbacks that are in place for that corridor. And let's be honest, directly across the other street are 4- and 5-story residence halls for the university. So the scale of the building will be very proportionate for a lot of other buildings that are very near that vicinity.
You think when the final plans are developed, this will go? Do you think it's going to be built?
I hope so. I'm feeling very confident. The financial impact of it is tremendous. We've worked through, obviously, a lot of the planning dynamics of it and the new urbanistic aspects of the project, which are very important for us. We want density. We want to encourage reuse and reinvestment at our core. But the financial argument is even more simple. That $500,000 assessment is paid back in 4 years. It produces well in excess of $1 million more in tax revenue for the city that we can reinvest in that TIF district. And as you know, as we've discussed, as your listeners are well aware, we're looking to rebuild Business 51. This project has the potential to pay for, without any city taxpayer paying another dime, the complete rebuild of Division Street from 4th Avenue well past Academy Avenue. That's over a quarter mile of 4-lane, 9-inch reinforced concrete with sidewalk aesthetics, storm water, and sewer. Now that's where the taxpayer wins, and that's what we have to be focusing on.
All based on this building?
This building only and singularly.
There was some discussion also about some of the handful of landlords that are not keeping up their properties and also some that would like to return some properties back to single family that are now pretty much rooming houses. Something like this actually help that, or is it just fill the need for more housing?
It fills the need for more housing, but it does it with new and dynamic student housing, which will clearly put pressure on underperforming properties. Now, we keep up very, very hard with our inspection department on orders for maintenance, which is one of our key hallmarks. We're very proud of that. But this is going to work in exactly the favor that we want to continue that pressure to keep the student rentals that are in converted single-family homes up and well-maintained.
There was some discussion also about some of these properties that need maintenance that you can't really get inside to see what they're like. We know just last week Wausau is moving forward with licensing property owners and doing inspections. That's something Stevens Point might do?
We've had multifamily licenses for 30 years, and we inspect all of our licensed multifamily dwellings. So, in essence, Wausau is embracing a best practice that we've had for many, many years. So the misunderstanding of a lot of these individuals is where you have a two-family parcel, in other words, a duplex, where you have renters on either side of a structure that appear to have more people than should be there, because it's too unrelated in our ordinance, too unrelated in either side of that duplex. So if there appears to be more, there naturally becomes a concern that's out there. But even for a licensed multifamily dwelling, we can get in once a year as part of the natural relicensing process. But if something occurs during the year that we just suspect, no, we cannot walk into someone's home. That's called the United States Constitution. So unless we're made aware of something, unless we know of something, that's the only time we can act.
Are you licensing all landlords or just certain sizes?
Multifamily dwellings.